Paul, the theme from inside your room from a player's standpoint, everybody loved the game that they were able to bring to the table here today. How did you see it?
Yeah, well, it's a continuation. We've had three really, really strong games and more of the same tonight. They're almost identical games that we've played. Really, really strong with our gap, not giving the other team a whole lot, and getting enough offense. The time of year says you're probably not going to see the 7-6 games anymore, and you're going to get into the 2-1 games, and we were comfortable with that, played well.
You started with the puck today, too. Every one of your players was above 50% in the faceoff circle.
It's a nice change for us, a little bit. Mark Scheifele through two, you know, so very, very strong. Important to mention his game overall. He had a tough one the other night. He's standing beside the goal scorer in overtime, and for a young player, you're always concerned on how they're going to bounce back from that, but all over the ice tonight, under the puck, defensively battling, big on faceoffs, kill penalties for us tonight, and our penalty kill was very good. Mark, that's just a great sign of character and leadership in a young man.
Flashes of it already this year, but Joel Armia, finally that finish in front of the net, that move, I mean,
you've
been waiting for that, I imagine, for a bit.
Crack it off the post on an empty net, but pretty good set of hands, shorthanded. We got all the time in the world for Joel and patience, because he's so strong defensively that you can wait on that. But we've all seen like glimpses of incredible offense. So sometimes confidence comes more slowly to different players. We really believe there's an offensive side of his game, and he's showing it more and more. Again, he's in a lot of ways still a real young player. He didn't come in at 18. He worked his way into the NHL, but there's some hands there for sure.
Talked about a different energy coming to this one, the coaching change
off
the break. Did you feel that at the beginning? Because it's hard to tell, because it seems like you guys played a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think that may have had something to do with it. We were out of the gate pretty strong. There weren't many flurries around our net, which is really the bit where the building will get going. Anything that gets close to your goal, it gets loud in here, and we did a good job of not allowing zone time where they get rolling around, and the team, you know, they feed off that. All teams do, but we got out of the gate right and strong, and I think we were prepared for a real heavy push early and got out of the gate and kept it quiet for the most part.
Was there an example of when you get those saves at those moments,
right,
and you can generate, you know, back and forth, and you're getting, everything's kind of equating together that you're going to get these kind of results?
So we gave them a chance, right? So there's 20 shots against in the game. There'd be some missed nets and some block shots, but that's a low number. But even with that, in just about every game in the NHL, the goalie's going to be called upon. The seam on the PK, I mean, that's a huge one. Changes the direction of the game. I thought he made three other really, really good saves, and then we let him play fairly quiet and fairly solid. It's good for him, too. So I think he's got a lot left in his legs and some confidence.
Last one for me, just results when you can get them. I know you didn't get the win in Pittsburgh, but you got the point. Yep. You got today's win. How much easier is it to kind of, for the room to understand this is the template,
right,
when you're getting the...
The Pitts game was really important for us, because we played a hell of a hockey game, right? Defensively, we played it. They're a darn good team. But we are still able to generate. So it's important that the players understand that you're going to lose games. It's about losing confidence, right? So you play that game, you don't lose a thing. You feel terrible. You're angry because you put a lot into it. But they didn't walk out of that plane less confident, probably more confident. Even in an overtime loss, they walked out of there going, that's what we're capable of doing on a nightly basis, and that's our challenge.
What do you think of the goal Dustin set up?
You celebrate goals, but when you got 12 guys on the bench turned backwards looking at the TV monitor, that's pretty special. He's to be able to hold people off, and you've seen him do it a bunch of times down the wall. He scored a goal in Pittsburgh down the wall with less pressure on him, but I haven't seen a lot of one-handed inside toe drags to your back foot into the slot. I don't know how many any of you have seen, but he's the one guy that's capable of doing it.
Coach, how do you prepare for a team that's coming off, you know, their 5-day break, new coach? How do you prepare for something like that?
We're going to talk very briefly about what they're dealing with and what we would expect. And then everything else is just the Winnipeg Jets.
How underrated is Blake Wheeler's toughness? Headshot, last game. I think he got drove into the boards today with a knee, followed through, and he just doesn't seem to...
He went in back first about 2 months ago and could barely move or breathe, and there's nothing broken, so he plays. Right? And I'm only telling you that one because I know he's over that injury. He does it all year, right? He's done it from the I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago in Dallas, he went in front of our bench, the door was open, he went in back first into that door, and I thought broken ribs for sure, maybe broken shoulder blade, and our trainer said he's done for the night. He was back out 2 minutes later, and I said, you get one shift, and if you can go, I'll leave you in the lineup. And you couldn't tell. He's as tough as nails. He's as tough as any player I've ever coached.
Just wanted to ask quickly about Hellebuyck's performance.
Yep.
After that first goal, which he really had no chance on, he was pretty solid, wasn't it?
Right. So it was really solid. And then he made the critical save in the second period on the PK to give his team a chance to win. We worked really hard in front of him. The players worked. I didn't work very hard. The players worked very hard in front of him and limited what he had to see tonight. But he's going to get called upon, they all do, to make one or two or three, and he did, he answered the bell.